This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the second day of April, year of our Lord 2014. Welcome to the J.R. Moore Show. Quick reminder, the J.R. Moore Radio Show meetup will be tomorrow evening, Thursday the 3rd, dinner at 5 o'clock in the public dining area of the Benton Square Restaurant in Raleigh. Meeting in the private meeting room upstairs at 6. You do not need to buy dinner to attend the meeting. Details at my website, thelibertyman.com. Also, Republic Broadcasting is having a pledge drive. You can get the details at republicbroadcasting.org. If you'd like to help Republic Broadcasting stay on the air, I encourage you to check it out and give it close consideration as to what you can do to contribute to the pledge drive. Our friend Dave Hodges has a couple of new articles posted on his website, The Common Sense Show. I encourage you to read them. Last night, we had an 8.2 earthquake in Chile. Some damage, some deaths. A women's prison was damaged. 300 women prisoners escaped, and so forth. I'm sure there'll be more coming out of that. The Ring of Fire, as it's sometimes called, the areas surrounding land areas surrounding the Pacific are certainly shaking and rattling a lot these days. We do a patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Professor James McKinney. Professor McCanny is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level in Cornell University. He has taught mathematics at the university level at Cornell University. He is an author and a radio talk show host, Man About Town, and he has some thoughts he wants to share with us this morning. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Well, looking forward to a nice spring day, probably some thunderstorms in my neighborhood, but that goes along with spring. What are you focusing on these days, Jim?
I'm talking about my latest book. There's so much going on today in the world of computer security, and every day just about something major comes out with the government trying to infiltrate the public in terms of telephones, in terms of computer security, and people just don't realize how vulnerable they are. The XP operating system is going away. The Microsoft is stopping any support for that. But what it's doing is forcing the public to first go out and buy more products, which they don't need. There's no reason for a product any more than a car or a washing machine to go out of date. There's nothing special about computers.
Right.
But they're forcing this issue. I always make the analogy, what about computer updates? Why does your computer have to be updated every day? Your car doesn't, your washing machine doesn't. I mean, there's nothing magical about a computer. And if people realize that they turn off the automatic updates, their computer will lock into what it's got, and it'll work just fine for years and years to come. There's a myth going around that you have to upgrade, and that if you don't, your computer is going to die and go south. Really, I have found that you're better off without any antivirus or anti-spam or whatever. You're better off to control that yourself simply by being wise about what you do with your computer, what you allow to come into your computer, because the antivirus programs, the firewall programs that you purchased on the market are so full of holes that they're absolutely worthless. In fact, they're the way that people get into your computer. You are buying a product that guarantees that somebody knows exactly how to get into your computer, including the government.
Well, that's pretty scary, Jim. It's understandable, and I'm no computer whiz kid by any stretch. If Ford Motors Company issues a recall, I'm not going to disregard the recall. So if Windows issues something, them being the manufacturer, it doesn't seem very wise to me to disregard the updates that the manufacturer is offering.
That's true. But understand that it's a game. It's a game that they're playing. What they're trying to do, too, is to keep other people, Windows, when they went to 7 and 8 and Vista, what they tried to do is become everything for everybody. They wanted to be your picture editor. They wanted to be your online video viewer. They wanted all this. And what the government should have done is gone in and taken away the monopoly that Microsoft had. And they tried to do that because there were major complaints from all of the other software manufacturers on the planet because Microsoft had a monopoly. So they took Billy Gates to court in Microsoft, and what it was really about was the government wanted backdoors into all the Microsoft operating systems, and Billy was resisting. He was saying, hey, I'm Bill Gates, big guy. I'm not going to let you get into the back doors of all of my software. Well, when they really went after him, they made Billy an offer. Says, you can play ball with us and you'll get a lot of benefits. If you don't, we're going to put you in jail for life and ruin your life. And so he played ball, like a lot of people fold.
Right.
In this environment, basically stole down the river all of the public, all of the businesses that use Microsoft. Now the government has complete access to your computer through all of the Microsoft products. And in addition, he was able to force all of the other software vendors out of business guaranteeing him a monopoly. This is what Billy Gates got for folding to the government demand of putting backdoors into your computer.
Well, that's pretty scary, Jim. The power these people are wielding, their absolute readiness to make threats, even threats up to and including death and imprisonment, is pretty scary. And that's really what we're dealing with here, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And then let's look at some of the benefits that Bill Gates has gotten. He got to buy into the seed vault up in...
That's right. He helped fund the seed vault up in the Arctic Circle. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 2nd of April, visiting with Professor James McCain. His website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you have a weekly radio show. How can people listen to it and also your archives, please?
A radio show every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, heard worldwide. It also streams from WWCR.com, and it also is archived on my webpage. All the shows after the live airing are archived on my webpage, jmccsci.com, and I know you have a link from your page over to my page. All the information on where to listen, how to listen to the show are on my webpage.
And you've got years. Is it 10-plus years of radio archives that people can listen to there?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. All the shows going way back are archived. So you can listen to shows from 10 years ago, and really they're all current because when I present a show, I always try and present it as information for all time. So it's not like it's dated material and out of date.
Well, that's good to know, Jim. You've published a number of books. I believe at this point I have copies of each of your books. I encourage everybody to become a student of your work as I have. And there's many things a person can learn by reading your books, aren't there?
Yeah, absolutely. They really a wide range of topics and very diverse. I have a very diverse background. I worked in the computer industry for about 10 years as a top-level engineer in both hardware and software, and designing the most complex computing systems available. They're the telecommunications computers that go into large computing centers. So very complicated, and what it gave me was a bird's eye view of the computer industry and watched how it evolved and changed. I've also taught mathematics and physics at the university level, and plus my own private career where I've traveled and understood how the world works. So I have a lot of background, which gives me a special view of the world, how things really work.
Right. Well, there's no substitute for actually getting out into the field and making personal observations, is there?
No, it's the only way you can do it. And, yeah, unfortunately, there's too many people running around the Internet today pretending they're like somebody they're not and trying to put out information. So people have to be really cautious of who they're getting their information from.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. Jim, there was an 8.2 earthquake about 12 hours ago, more or less, in Chile. Apparently, the Ring of Fire, is which includes California and Japan, is very active right now, isn't it?
Yeah, and these go through phases. We've seen where one earthquake affects another, and the Earth is like a big vibrating drum, so to speak. So it could occur that we're going to see more earthquakes just because of the juxtapositioning of the Pacific plate. It could be in Japan, it could be in Alaska, it could be in North Russia, northern Russia, over in the eastern peninsula there.
Right, but, Kamchatka Peninsula, right.
Right, but the actuality, excuse me, one topic, and I plan to start my show tomorrow night, and I'll just give a little preview here, is that we have to be especially cautious when quoting things. I know there's people that say, well, that's due to Planet X's here, you know, or the the people in global warming will say, well, this is proof of global warming, you know, and these are empirically, they're trying to make empirical relationships between events that we're seeing, whether it's more asteroids we're seeing coming by Earth or bolides or whatever you want to call them, with other events. And so what you see is people have an agenda. They want to say Planet X is here, or they want to say global warming is here, or they want to say something else. And then they start to gather everything in the kitchen sink and try and support their case. And what I, like I said, on the lead-in on my show tomorrow night, I'll talk about this issue of people with an agenda trying to use, say, like the Chilean earthquake, which is these have been happening in Chile for a long time. So these are natural events. They're not statistically out of the norm. Right. But, yeah, Chile, of course, going back through history, Darwin sat on a hill overlooking a Bay as one of the major earthquakes occurred there. It was very interesting. It's one of the interesting stories that Charles Darwin talks about on his world travels when they finally went to, that was, I believe, before they went over to the Galapagos Islands.
And that would have been, what, in the 1840s, give or take a little bit?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So these earthquakes have been going on, and the one thing I want to point out about earthquakes and volcanoes, volcanic activity, and any type of Earth activity is that Earth would normally not have this level of activity if it were not for a major Earth-changing event that happened about within the last 5,000 years, and that's when Venus the comet came by Earth very close and really gave Earth a big jar, gravitational jarring. And that's why when you go back in history, if you take all of the cycles of volcanoes, the periodic cycles, they all cycle back to ground zero or at point zero at the edge of what we call the Holocene period, when the mammoth, the woolly mammoth and the saber-toothed tiger and all those big mammoths died off. That's when Venus the comet came by. And a lot of the Earth's population, the Earth had a fairly significant human population at the time, which died off. It was a heavy die-off of extinction-level events at that time. So, and that's also why we have a fairly active Earth right now. These plates are still adjusting. They're still getting back to normal, so to speak. That's why the North Magnetic Pole is wandering up from around Baton Island up there in northern Canada, wandering every year up towards the real North Pole, because it's still trying to get back up to where the new North Pole is after many thousands of years of magnetic displacement. And if you trace the magnetic field of the Earth, historically, about 4,000 years ago, it was in central Ontario. That's how far it has moved in 4,000 years. So anyway, the result
and,
is...
Central Ontario would be considerably farther south than what it is right now.
Oh, absolutely. But you can trace it back, and so it's slowly working its way up to what we call the real North Pole. But the previous North Pole, before the Venus event, was north of the state of Michigan in Ontario. And you can go back, and I've done this. I've gone to the Mayan sites and surveyed them and found that they, if you take the Mayan gridwork, like Chichen Itza and Uxmal and these other cities, and you do careful surveying, their north-south line points to that same North Pole in southern Ontario. So, and what they did is after the disaster, the Mayans eventually rebuilt on the same gridwork, not realizing that the North Pole had changed.
So, Jim, are you out there in the field with a transit and a equipment to take these surveys?
Absolutely.
I will see some photographs of that. We got a caller on hold. We got a break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now, 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 2nd of April. Quick reminder, the RBN Pledge Drive is in force right now and taking place. And you get the details at republicbroadcasting.org, and we'd all appreciate you making your pledge to fund the pledge drive. Freeze Dry Guy has long-range patrol rations on sale. He bought the entire manufacturer's overrun. The manufacturer says there may not be any more overruns for 3 to 5 years, so this could be your last opportunity for quite a while to get long-range patrol rations, which we call LURPs. Spaghetti with meat entree, chili mac with beef, turkey tetrazzini, western eggs with ham, scrambled eggs with bacon, chicken and rice. You get all the details, nutritional facts, at his website, freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free hour line, Pacific Business Hours, here it is, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. Visiting with Professor James McCanny, his website is linked at my website, thelibertyman.com. The short version of his website address is Juno, Mike, Charlie, Sierra, Charlie, India.com. Jim, we've got a caller on hold here. We've got Chris in Massachusetts. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jim. I'd like to go back to Professor McCanny's discussion on the computer security. I think there's a lot of validity to what he has to say this morning, and the reason I say that is I work for a major computer company for about 22 years, from about 1965 to 1987 as an engineer. And part of what I did was being able to work on computers at customer sites. And a lot of, back in the 60s, mainframe computers were large machines that filled up rooms and rooms. And back then, it was probably not well known. As a matter of fact, it was probably fairly closely held. There was a password created was called a reflag address, where you could enter that number into any computer console of a given type of computer and get total access to the computer.
Whoa.
And that was back in the early 60s or mid 60s. So I don't know if Professor McCanny, you're aware of that or not.
I personally did not work in the field myself. I worked in design, design of the computers, the chips, the hardware, the circuit boards, and also in the software. One thing I did was design the overall flow of software, because in telecommunications, everything has to work with very tight timing constraints. As far as in the field, I didn't personally go out in the field myself.
But there were
back doors into everything.
Right, as early back as in the mid 60s, and I believe the operating systems were a Unix based system back then. And like I say, you had to work up to a console like you do on Linux and be able to enter in information or enter a password. But the reflag address is what it was called, and it was only given to certain people within the company. It was never really known by anybody. You could go anywhere and log into any one of these specific computers and get total access to it.
Yeah, there again, I worked on the front-end processors. The complexity of the big mainframe centers. But literally everything had to have access into it. So if it ever shut down or you had to bring it up, it wasn't working right, you had to get into that computer to work on it. So everything had what you call back doors. That's what we're talking
about. That's
fascinating.
Chris, we appreciate the input. That's very useful information.
Okay, thanks. Good
thank
luck.
You.
Thank you.
The whole issue of computer security is very complicated. It goes back in history, and it's evolved and evolved over the years. But today, it's in a state of chaos. And it's further in a state of chaos. Let's look at the company RSA, which is one of the primary encryption firewall companies in the world, sold back doors to the NSA for $10 million. We talked about that last week, I believe, as allowing the NSA to get into any computer system in the world of these large corporations. But this was made public. So you have a company purporting to sell for big, big bucks security systems for computers and doing a backdoor deal with the NSA so that the NSA can get into those computers in a heartbeat.
Well, they really sold their soul to the devil, didn't they?
Oh, it's just, the world of big business and backdoor deals. And, I mean, you look at things like the GM fiasco now with cars. You know, what people do for money is obscene. It's, we're talking with the devil here as far as ethics. I noted that after I got out of school, which was back in the 70s after I got out of college, Harvard Law School and Business School dropped their ethics class. It was no longer necessary to be in business.
Did people stop signing up for it also before they dropped it?
I'm not really sure. I just remember them dropping the course as they, ethics should be the very core of business, of how things are operated.
I did a presentation to a internationally known law school a few years ago, and I was addressing the topic of lack of ethics within the Justice Department that I was able to document. And I was shocked that none of the law school students at this internationally renowned law school had any interest whatsoever in the complete and total lack of ethics within the U.S. Justice Department.
Yeah. Let's take a look at a guy like Jeb Bush down in Florida when he was governor. He basically said, you have to cheat. You have to be in groups of people who manipulate the system to succeed. This is the way college students think. This is the way, universities operate today. They work on a system of success is your ultimate goal. It doesn't matter how you get there or what you do or who you run over to do it. People like, let's take Carl Sagan in the science industry. Carl Sagan ran over lots of people and pushed them out of the way and stomped on their heads to get where he was. A lot of people don't realize that. They think that he's this congenial, swell guy on TV doing the Cosmos series.
Right.
No. This guy was brutal behind the scenes to stomp out anybody that stood in his path.
Wasn't Sagan one of the cheerleaders to put down and discredit Emmanuel Velikovsky?
Oh, absolutely, and that's why Sagan got the Cosmos series. He became the spokesperson. He led the banner of scientists against Velikovsky, and that was his reward. His reward amongst the world bankers was the Hollywood Cosmos series. When I was at Cornell, he was in Hollywood filming the Cosmos series, so he really wasn't at Cornell physically when I was there, even though he held the David Duncan Chair of Astronomy there, which is an elitist position. But what's interesting is Sagan wanted to go to Harvard. They wouldn't let him in because he had no research records. He had never published any serious research.
He wanted to go to Harvard as an instructor?
As a faculty, yeah.
Faculty,
and,
right.
And they wouldn't let him in because he did not have serious research in publication. He had hundreds of publications, but they were all fluff. And so, it's just the story about Carl. He was not considered a good scientist by anybody's standards, but there he was put up in front of the public as the top scientist on the planet. Because he did the talk, he walked the walk, and he gave the public the story that the world controllers wanted, and that was to downplay catastrophism, downplay the Velikovsky story that Venus had been a comet and became a planet, and that instilled into the professional astronomy astrophysics community, don't talk about that, because if you do, you will lose your tenure. When I was at Cornell, I saw people lose their tenure because they opposed the astronomy community or said something that was out of line.
I've read that when Albert Einstein died, that the open book in the middle of his desk upon his death was a book by Emmanuel Velikovsky.
Yeah, Worlds in Collision. And Velikovsky and Einstein were good friends. I'm a good friend with a guy named Werner Sizemore, who was Velikovsky's personal secretary for his whole life. And he used to be every day in the house of Velikovsky in Princeton. And Einstein was there very regularly until his death.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing, these connections. Everybody stay tuned. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Waking up my morning attack.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, 2nd of April. I need to remind all of you, my website is thelibertyman.com. Thelibertyman.com. You'll find interesting free downloads there. The Art of War by General Sun Tzu. The report by scientists and engineers on what EMP can and cannot do to electronic devices in the power grid. Also, the energy cleaner for sale. I use my energy cleaner every night. I sleep on that healing signal for 8 hours, wake up pain-free with more physical energy, more mental energy, ready to go get them. $285 shipping included, two American zip codes. Toll-free auto line 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Telephones answered by very polite young men and women in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. We have a couple of callers on hold here. Jim first, a regular caller, Fred in Michigan. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, John and Jim. It's great to hear Jim on a regular basis. Two questions. First one would be, would the Acer C Charlie 720 computer with ChromeGuard, I think is what it is, and I was told it could be upgraded with Linux and purportedly be totally secure for email, etc. And I'm wondering if that's the case. And also, does Jim have a package on his books at his website? I don't recall the title of his latest book, but I'm sure it's a great one. And last question is, was the Philippines hurricane, which, if I recall, the biggest, baddest in history, was that a HAARP or otherwise technologic-induced hurricane event?
Okay. Let's jump right back in there, Jim, and see if we can answer these questions for Fred.
Okay, let me see if I can go in reverse order there. About the hurricane, I have seen reports where people claim that HAARP was used in the typhoon in the Philippines, and I don't know myself. I can certainly tell you that these things are possible, and one has to try and imagine what the motivation is for these kind of actions by people. I don't know specifically that it was caused by HAARP. The method now of causing hurricanes or moving hurricanes or tornadic cyclonic storms is with laser satellite. That's the easy, quick way to do it. And they have many of these in orbit which are capable of maneuvering storms. Then the other one is about Linux operating system with, no, the basic result is that the NSA demands and does have access to anything. So literally there is nothing, unless you build it yourself, there's nothing on the market you're going to buy commercially that is free from intruders and snoopers. And those are the same backdoors that hackers use. They know that they're there because the government has them. It's the same backdoors that the hackers use to get into your computer. So this is the world we live in today. I would not, and you have to understand, when people are building firewalls, etc., they don't know who's above them marketing and who's cutting backdoor deals above them. And, of course, people are going to market something so that you pay money thinking you're safe, but the reality is no, you are not safe with any computing, commercial computing system today. I don't care how much you pay for it.
Pretty scary stuff. Does that cover everything there, Jim?
Three questions. I think I maybe branched all three of them there.
Okay, Fred?
Does he have a package price on his books?
Package price on books, yes, that's good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Go to the webpage, jmccsci.com. You can buy the books as a package, either print form or ebook form. You can buy it with all of the DVDs and CDs as a complete library. So just go to the webpage. Yeah, it's all described there, what's available.
Thank you.
Outstanding. Thank you for the call, Fred. This will be our last caller here. Mike in North Carolina. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Doctor. I just wanted to back up that man that called in about the back door. I was in financial services for a lot of years, and I went to a client's house one time, and he had every make of computer that you could think of. He had Apple, he had a Hewlett-Packard, he had some other, and he had all the different ones, and they all had different types of programming, and he had all of them tied together, talking to each other and working together. And are you still there?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So at any rate, I asked him, I said, how are you able to do this? And he said, there's a common language and backdoor to all of these. And this is years ago now, many years ago. And he said, there's a common language to all these. I can tie together anything I want to and get them to do whatever I want to at anybody's house or any place or do anything else. And I said, what about passwords? He said, well, I don't need passwords. I said, in other words, you could get into my computer or anybody's computer no matter what the... He said, yeah. He said, that's no problem. And he showed me how he could do it. And I've got a family member. One time he worked as on a computer, and I didn't have my password. He said, that's all right. I don't need that anyway. And he just went right on in. I said, hey, I said, is anything safe out here in computers? And he came right up, and he said, well, no. And I said, in other words, if you want to keep a secret, the worst place to put it is in a computer. And he said, yeah, that's right. So anyhow, I just wanted to back up everything Dr. McCanny was saying, that other guy was saying. If you want to keep something secret, do it the old-fashioned way. Write it down in a piece of paper and then hide it. And that's all I got to say.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Mark. We appreciate it. Any follow-up there, Jim?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. In my book, the new book, Breaking RSA Codes for Fun and Profit, I talk about computer security and how you can maintain computers in your house by having them offline and how to move data between a computer that you do use to access the Internet and do email, etc., how to keep these computers so you can access your main computer and have one that just accesses the Internet and keep them separate. I described this in my book.
That's a good system, and people should certainly consider that, shouldn't they?
Oh, absolutely. In today's world, it's a must. And if anybody thinks they're going to put something online, this is what drives me crazy. You find out that the Chinese are breaking into the Pentagon computing systems. Well, you know, what a bunch of morons. They think that encryption or firewalls are going to keep people out. It's a joke. You know, it's ridiculous. You know, we have a bunch of idiots protecting our data at the level of top security in this country. So I have an expression that I use. If you live by encryption, you're going to die by encryption. And it's literally true. You know, somebody's going to get into your computer system. It's as simple as that.
Well, that's good to know, and it's good to know also that there's a way to mitigate that that's fairly simple, and you described that, don't you?
Yeah, it's in the book, yeah. It talks about that and exactly how to do it, and that's the only way to do it.
Now, which book again, specifically?
This is the most recent e-book. It's called Breaking RSA Codes for Fun and Profit. The RSA codes are a prime number-based encryption system marketed by the RSA Laboratories company. And it's how to break the codes.
The work that you used to do is still in use, but it's still being made use of in the communications industry, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the stuff we did, it was pioneering. We had the first Ethernet. We had the first public distribution system for movies. Everything we did was highly secure, and when I did it, the communications was very secure on private networks. It was, you know, there are ways to do this. But what they're doing now is ridiculous. You got a bunch of idiots running around. Michael Chertoff, a number of years ago, came up to the podium and he said, all of our secure computing is in disarray and chaos. We don't know how big the problem is. And furthermore, we don't know where the problem is even. We don't know how to fix it. And that was a result of my breaking the ability to calculate quickly prime numbers.
Jim, we're out of time, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. See you later.
Okay. That's it for the day. Y'all be safe out there. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, and your firearms ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.